Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the issue is transportation. We have Lee Gibson, the executive director of the Washoe Regional Transportation Commission. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau, Connie McMullen, and Dory Guy. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Lee Gibson. He is the executive director of the Washoe Regional Transportation Commission. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
It's great to be here, Sam.
Across the state, you can't go anywhere without seeing cones. Where are we at this point in the building? Is this mainly money that came from the stimulus?
It's money that comes from a variety of sources, including the stimulus, including here in Washoe County, the RTC5 money, as well as our base revenues. Actually, a lot of the work will start winding down as we move into the winter months. The major projects like Meadowood Interchange and I-80, of course, will continue. It's great. We're putting people to work. We're improving our region's accessibility. People need to remember I-80, while as frustrating as it is right now, that reconstructed roads, some of the additional interchange improvements are going to help make freight movements go more smoothly through Reno Tahoe. That'll help improve our competitiveness and ability to deal with Asian trade as a nation. And it will also open up opportunities for industrial parks and other types of economic activities to locate along I-80. In fact, I was not too long ago, someone came in with a plan to show an industrial park out near Fernley, and you know the I-80 improvements were critical to that. So I think credit belongs with the Nevada Department of Transportation. I think Susan Martinovich has been doing a great job, and you know they're putting people to work and improving our accessibility.
How much money came in from the federal stimulus, and is it gone at the end of this year?
The exact number I don't recall. I want to say it's maybe in the $20 million range. I wouldn't say it would be gone by the end of the year. I think it's all obligated. So in other words, we put it all to contracts, we're drawing the money down, and we're spending it. And that has allowed us, like the I-80 project, just to give you an example. The stimulus money we received that went to the Meadowood Interchange project allowed us to leverage additional funds to the I-80 project. So we were able to stretch our dollars, and I think that's an important point for everyone to remember that while stimulus had a lot of regulations and red tape and issues in reporting, it did allow us to substitute money and stretch the dollars we had already so we could do more projects than we otherwise would have done.
Okay, how many people do you think were roughly employed by the stimulus funds?
Oh, geez, I would have to say we probably put between 300 and 500 people to work.
In northern Nevada,
maybe more than that.
But once this is gone, the funds will no longer be there, or are you able to leverage money that was put in place for next year that we be able to keep those people employed?
You're right. Two things will happen. One, we were able to leverage money, so we've got money that will go to projects that will be just coming out of project development about the time we start wrapping up the Meadowood Mall Interchange project and the I-80 project. The second thing is we've got another set of projects like the Moana Lane extension over here that we've been working on, and that'll start coming out to construction. So folks who are employed in the trades will be able to just move hopefully into these new projects like the Moana Lane project.
One of the things that's on a lot of people's minds, especially people that watch this program, is eminent domain. And you know, that really hasn't come into play, that Moana Lane project. I think you've been quite successful, have you not, in relocating businesses to the satisfaction of the business owners?
Two things. You're right. We've been very successful in dealing with the businesses. We take a little bit of a different tack now. We go and negotiate with the businesses, business to business. We try to have a open and honest and straightforward, good faith negotiation. The second thing is, of course, is that prices are coming in much lower. We're actually, last I checked, which was last Thursday, we were under budget for our right-of-way acquisition. So the real estate market is affording us the opportunity to, you know, kind of get some good deals. Now, let me make something real clear here. While we do get a good deal on the price for the property owner, what they get is sort of a functional make-whole scenario. In other words, we pay fair market value. If it's a residential property, we will help cover, you know, the mortgage. If you're upside down, we'll get that because we have to have free and clear title. But we also relocate, especially residential residents, to a functional home of equivalent functionality, if you will. So if you're living in a three-bedroom, two-bath house on half an acre, you know, that's pretty much what you're going to go to as a relocation package. So we think, you know, there's sort of this notion out there that somehow we're getting a good deal on prices. Yes, we are, but we also relocate you functionally, and I think that's kind of an important concept. We don't diminish anyone's living standard. We don't diminish anyone's position, if you will, relative
And the
to
same
home.
Applies to businesses, though, too.
Correct.
I have a personal example that I was familiar with, and it seems to me that business owner is very happy with the relocation plans that were put forward. One of the reasons for the expansion was that plans for a 1,000-room hotel casino. Is that correct?
There are plans. Yes, there's a number of expansion plans for the resorts along Virginia Street. The throughput that we'll be able to tap into, the pipeline, if you will, from the Moana Lane extension is going to allow for those customers to be able to move back and forth between 395 and Virginia Street. So it is going to help leverage and improve the ability of the resorts on Virginia Street to expand.
Are you seeing any new projects beyond Pepinal Atlantis, or obviously the major players in the south part of Reno, which is near that freeway extension? But are you seeing other people coming?
I hear rumblings of new projects. I don't want to disclose anything because I'm afraid it might be still
secret. Nobody watches this show. Nobody listens to it. So feel free. It's just you and I.
I know that,
the crew isn't even paying attention.
I know that. I think the crew's paying attention. But I do think there are some rumblings out there that people may want to stick their toe back in and bring a project online. And I think that's going to be a good sign that we're starting to slowly climb our way out.
All right. Let's take a break. More with Lee Gibson when we come back.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Get
get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The Holiday Race for Cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lee Gibson. He's the executive director of the Regional Transportation Commission in Washoe County. He brought up the improvements to I-80 and benefiting Asian trade. Is this because of the continued expansion of the Port of Oakland?
Yep.
What kind of increase in traffic are you anticipating with that?
I don't know a precise increase. What I do know is that is I-80 is a lifeline for Asian trade. You know, when you come into the Port of Los Angeles, you can go I-10, I-15, I-40, I-5. So there's a network there for that Asian trade to spread over. When you come into the Port of Oakland, guess what? You're going on I-80 if you're going to go east of California.
One of the things that was a proponent for the train trench in downtown Reno, Mayor Jeff Griffin back in the day, was talking about the increase in train traffic and the double-decker train traffic, and we have certainly seen that come to fruition.
Yep.
So there's no reason not to expect that continued expansion would continue. Let's talk about the Olympics and the potential for Reno Tahoe to get the 2020 Olympics. What kind of action do we need to take now if that is, you know, potentially on the horizon?
Well, I think what we need to decide here in the next year and a half is, next 2 years, year and a half, is we've got to decide what road projects need to be done to support that effort, both within the urbanized area, because the folks over at the Olympics, John Killer and his group, are talking about the venues within the city. So we'll have to get those decided and start figuring out what the road projects are and what the transit projects are. We're going to have to move a fairly substantial number of people, both. It's kind of interesting. The surge, if you will, for the Olympics is going to come probably in a 2 to 3 year run-up before 2022 is the Olympic staff actually starts moving in here. They will actually start, buying, renting homes here, living here, working to get ready for 2022. So we'll have a little bit of a surge with that. Then for the 16 days of the Winter Olympics, we're going to have to be able to move people around from the airport up and down Virginia Street. The venues, I think, at least down here, would be located in the downtown UNR, downtown Sparks area. So we're going to have to figure out how to get those people around. And whatever concrete type improvements, we need to start thinking about those now, getting them in design, because they need to be built, open, and ready, I would say, by 2021. And then, of course, there's a whole issue of the lake. You know, the lake, the desire is that the lake, actually, the Olympics be an improvement, a betterment to the environment up there. So a lot of new technologies, a lot of sustainability practices are going to have to be looked at and decided upon. We're going to need to look at alternative fuels for shuttle systems, which will mean fueling stations, marshalling areas. All these types of things are going to require us to get a plan put in place here very, very soon. And if we have a major road, we're going to need to start designing and constructing real soon.
And would you not need to see a widening at minimum of I-80 and perhaps US 50?
I don't know that we'll widen I-80 or 50.
By the way, I mean on the California side.
On the California side, perhaps. I think the critical two things are going to have to happen on I-80, in my view. One, we're going to need a good management plan to deal with all the freight traffic. The freight traffic, Asian trade's not going to slow down as a result of the Olympics. But number two, my concern is all-weather access. Irrespective, this is kind of the perfect storm for the Olympics. A heavy snowstorm occurs during that 16-day period, which sets the stage for world records in a number of outdoor events, which generates a huge demand for people staying in our hotels in Reno and the hotels in throughout the region to want to get up there. And with I-80 potentially being closed at least slowed down significantly because of a major snow event, we're going to need some method to get up there. And I think we're going to need to look at a commuter rail option. So we need to start talking with the Union Pacific Railroad. We're going to need to talk to Amtrak and start thinking about how, when, and where that interim service is going to come into play. And then I also think, just kind of a personal observation, you know, we have no all-weather access to Sacramento. We can get to the Bay Area, but we have no all-weather access to Sacramento. And I have friends who go to Sacramento for medical care and these types of things. So to me, one of the maybe side benefits is we could get some sort of permanent commuter railroad service that would get us over to Sacramento over the long term, so we could continue our connections with our big brother to the west.
Now, we want to point out that we don't have the Olympics for 2022.
That's correct.
We're bidding on it, but there's going to be a luncheon this Friday at the Atlantis in Reno, November 18th. It's the NAOP lunch, socializing at 11, and then the program lunch begins at 11:30, and it's $20 to get in. It'll be discussing the Reno Tahoe Olympics. We didn't really plan to plug this, but I happen to be moderating this luncheon, so if you're interested in going to that, you can contact NAOP or contact the Atlantis for more information. But they'll get you in at $20, and it will be very, very interesting to talk about this. Just we got about 30 seconds left here. You know, as you look at this economic plan that just came out from the state, how do you view this in terms of being able to reset the community?
What my job is going to be now that I believe it's the AB 449.
Right.
Study is out, is we're going to look at that, and then we, and by we I mean all of us who are in transportation throughout the state, north, south, east, west, need to sit down and look at that and say, okay, now what is it we can do, and how can we leverage our investments in transportation to achieve the objectives of that plan. We right now are going through our regional transportation plan update. We have a workshop set for December 8th from 4 to 7, and what I'm hoping is we can get maybe some of those snippets of that plan and start getting engaging a dialogue with our citizens to say, okay, how can we better select projects, how can we better design projects that will help us reset our economy, help us create job opportunities and move the community forward. So that study, our regional transportation plan update, I think are all coming out at a very, very opportune moment for our community, and we need to take advantage of that, link the two, and move forward.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you, sir, okay. So much. We've invited Jacob Snow to be on the program. He is with RTC in Southern Nevada, and we look forward to having him on the program soon, and welcome back anytime.
Okay.
Thanks. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
At Career College of Northern Nevada, we take pride in the tremendous amount of success our graduates attained.
I have recommended it to many of my friends.
I would definitely recommend a CCNN student to other companies.
CCNN offers career training programs and associate degree programs to prepare you for a successful and fulfilling career.
I chose CCNN because I wanted something short and quick. They helped me with placements in the job that I have today. They pretty much pushed me.
You'll receive hands-on training that gives you the experience employers are looking for. Our goal is to ensure you can enter a career training program to help you achieve your educational and personal goals.
I have 3 kids and I really needed income.
I feel very successful and I owe everything to Career College of Northern Nevada.
If you'd like to begin a new career in health information technology or any of CCNN's programs, and if you are ready to be our next success story, call now.
Why is it when times are tough, it only seems to get harder? You suffer from a condition that keeps you from working, but when you applied for Social Security disability benefits, you were denied. You feel powerless, lost, and frustrated. But don't give up. Most people who appeal their claims win. Call the lawyers at the Richard Harris Law Firm right now. 222-2222. That's 222-2222.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mary Lau is here. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Connie McMullen is publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine, and Dory Guy is chair of the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
So the news comes out that the Las Vegas Convention Authority is moving forward with their $890 million expansion. What does this tell you, Mary?
Well, I think we're gradually starting to see some increases, and we're going to get ready for the future. You can't sit on things. You have the opportunity to do it. It'll create jobs. And getting ready for this little slow recovery that we're going into. If we get different things going down there, it's just going to be all part of the necessary pieces of equipment to make Las Vegas proud again.
Well, you know, I think it's very exciting because people have been talking, you know, about we're not going to see these $3 and $4 billion hotel projects. But if you add up this $890 million along with Project Sync, Caesars project, for another $550 million, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. Again, it's not what it was, and it's not perpetuated like it was. You know, I mean, I have friends that are even leaving the country in order to stay in the construction industry and work. But it's a start, and it's a good one, and it shows positive growth and positive attitude. And I think it reflects a lot of what's going on in the administration and everything else.
What are your thoughts in terms of the construction industry? Are people feeling that we've hit the bottom and that we're starting to come up?
I think we have hit the bottom, and I do hope we at this point are coming up. I mean, it's like your previous guest was saying, you know, the Meadowood Exchange is creating 200 to 300 jobs, and that's local jobs, and that's, you know, Nevada needs that for recovery.
It was interesting yesterday, the governor's office put out the study, this major study that Lee was talking about as well, that targets seven industries: tourism, gaming and entertainment, health and medical services, business, IT ecosystems, clean energy, mining materials and manufacturing, logistics and operations, and aerospace and defense. Is there something in that list that surprises you that we hadn't thought of before?
You know, there's nothing in the list that surprised me, but there is one area that the state is constantly neglected, and that is the geriatric portion in the hospital and professional industry. Whenever we've come before the legislature to get geriatric training mandated at the university, it's been turned down for various reasons by the association. So there's going to have to be a change in thought if we're going to move forward on a lot of that kind of expansion.
And this is one area for growth, too, which is, you know, senior citizens continue to move to the Silver State.
Well, I think you're going to see that anyway, and thank you for bringing that up, Connie, because one of the things this governor's doing is he's got Dan Klage at the meetings. It's a cabinet position now, and he's there with the people that he's talking to. He's working incredibly hard, bringing in businesses, and I'll use the scenario. The medical services, they are a part of it. If they need geriatric training, the chancellor's there, then they're going to be designing programs around what businesses need in Nevada.
And this is a whole change in the way education is played in this state or any other state for that matter.
I agree. I think it's incredible. And getting back to the senior situation, you know, senior Medicare or senior medical right now is really lacking. I mean, I'm a senior myself, and I know a little bit about it because I visit a lot of seniors. And definitely we need that geriatric training.
And this is important, too, because whether we like it or not, the state's still gearing up for the mandate for the Silver State Insurance Exchange, and the insurance industry is involved. And by 2014, whether we have that or not, we're still going to have that in place in this state because the whole HHS Department, Health and Human Services, is moving in that direction. It would be hard to undo.
And it's an absolute necessity anyway.
All right, so let's talk politics.
Okay.
So the Supreme Court has agreed to hear basically all these various suits on Obamacare, and it's going to come out with its decision in the summer of next year, right before the elections. What does this say to you, politically speaking?
It's a win-win for Obama, if that's what we're referring to. If they overturn Obamacare, then he can run on "We need health care again" and start emphasizing that really heavily. He can blame Congress for it getting so convoluted that it didn't stand up. If it stands, then he's the one that brought universal health care to the United States, and he'll run on that too. So we'll find out, but everybody's going to be holding their breath to see where this goes.
Your thoughts on this, Dory?
I think the timing is wonderful, personally. You know, I mean, it's like, sure, Mary was saying, that it's a win-win situation. for Obama, and I think it'll be great for him.
Are seniors seeing benefits from the law already at this point?
Oh, yeah, with the pre-existing conditions, for one, but not so much there, but in the screenings, the health prevention screenings and colorectal cancer, mammograms, things like that, sure, that's a big plus for them because that wasn't covered under Medicare before.
What are the retailers saying? I mean,
on where it's going to go or how it's going to go?
On is it a mixed bag? Are retailers, you know, because there are a lot of businesses, Steve Wynn, for example, you know, thinks it's the worst thing that ever happened. How do retailers view it?
They weren't pleased with the bill. They weren't pleased with the bill at all because the individual mandates and stuff like that, it was self-defeating. All it's going to do is run up the costs. You know, business still feels that you haven't done the things that you need to do to straighten out the cost of health care and make these things better. Some of it's tort reform and stuff like that, so that you can have those benefits and not be afraid to take advantage of it and stuff. I mean, you got doctors that won't perform certain things because they're going to get sued out of business. So there's still areas that need correction, and those were the areas the business community was looking to get adjusted and stuff. And now it's created all kinds of confusion. And I'll just use us as a plan.
Confusion, but at least it's a start. I mean, we're going to have confusion no matter where we start at.
Well, we have a Cadillac plan at retail.
Yeah.
Now, what happens if we want to change it? I mean, those are the things that are different. And we've been going to the insurance exchange meetings and stuff, and, you know, I didn't get where I am by being silly, but I can't figure out what they're talking about yet and how it's going to work. And if it's going to be punitive, if it's going to get to the point where you just pay people to go into the exchange, you know, here's some money, go buy your own insurance, I think it's going to defeat the purpose.
You get the last word.
Well, I think you're right, but I think your plan is great, but there are a lot of other plans out there that are not so great.
And that's
and
what we
consequently,
have to, yes, I
yeah.
agree.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one.
I know.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Ah, you can't smell it right now, but you will the minute you walk into Asian Noodles Hot Pot Fondue. Bring your friends and experience Reno's only Asian Hot Pot Fondue restaurant. Here is how it works. First, you choose your favorite soup base, and then you choose from a huge selection of sliced meats, seafood, and vegetables. That's when your imagination takes over as you cook up your selections right at your table in any combination. It's great food and a great time with your friends. Asian Noodle Hot Pot Fondue is in the Costco Shopping Center on Plum Lane in Reno.
You've done your time. Now it's your time to be well taken care of at Sky Peaks for all-inclusive independent retirement living. Sky Peaks for limited time offers your choice of two, up to $1,800 in packing and moving services, 1 month free rent, a 32-inch flat-screen TV, or $500 gift certificate to RC Willie. Call now for a free tour and complimentary lunch appointment at 747-9555. Sky Peaks, where the only thing we overlook is Reno, at 1520 Sky Valley Drive.
David's Grill at Red Hawk Golf and Resort is Spark's favorite family restaurant. Whether you're kicking back after a round of golf or unwinding from a day at the office, David's Grill offers a relaxed atmosphere everyone can enjoy. Come by and try this month's martini specials. If you're looking for a place to stay, the villas at Red Hawk are a spacious alternative. Or check out the Red Hawk Studio 2 Fitness Center. And of course, there are two championship golf courses to play. Open to the public and always one of Northern Nevada's favorite destinations, the Resort at Red Hawk. First-class golf, dining, and lodging.
It's no November at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. It's time to say yes to no. You'll pay no money down, no payments for 90 days, and have no holiday shopping worries. Get a $1,000 holiday gift card with every purchase, and that's no joke. Internet has the largest selection of light new vehicles in the area. Those in the know say no to new car depreciation. Why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference at Internet Auto Rent and Sales?
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, the political consultants Dan Hart and Ryan Irwin will be here. Quite a conversation coming up. We'll see you then.